H.P. Lovecraft, The Unnameable. Narrated by Gary Appleton. We were sitting on a dilapidated 17th century tomb in the late afternoon of an autumn day at the old burying ground in Arkham, and speculating about the unnameable. Looking toward the giant willow in the centre of the cemetery, whose trunk had nearly engulfed an ancient, illegible slab, I had made a fantastic remark about the spectral and unmentionable nourishment which the colossal roots must be sucking in from that hoary, charnel earth, when my friend chided me for such nonsense and told me that since no interments had occurred there for over a century, nothing could possibly exist to nourish the tree in other than an ordinary manner. Besides, he added, my constant talk about unnameable and unmentionable things was a very puerile device, quite in keeping with my lonely standing as an author. I was too fond of ending my stories with sights or sounds which paralysed my hero's faculties and left them without courage, words, or associations to tell what they had experienced. We know things, he said.